right, music by Tinashe on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology is set to officially launch the 7th edition of the National ICT Summit on the 20th of September 2023 in Windhoek-Sheikhoun. That's today, Mosna.
Yeah, boy, I'm so excited about it, actually.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, Sheikhoun, we've got the executive director, Auden Mate, to tell us all about it. All good morning, good, my good sir. How are you doing?
I'm very good, NSK. How are you?
Good, good, good. how's the morning, real quick, before we get into it? Is it also chilly your side?
You know, I'm able to tell because one moment is it's cold, one moment is hot,
yeah.
The other is just fine. So I can't tell what weather we are in at the moment.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. I think that's also why a lot of us are sick at this moment because of the weather change from 1 hour to the next. Okay,
but I can get a clue from you. Are you dressed warmly or are you dressed for summer? So that I can tell from how you're dressed.
How we are dressed. Well, we get to work at 5 a.m.
So we are like overdressed.
Oh, yeah. it's different.
Because it's like, kind of job that I like. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Mate, let's just get right into it. Hey, the ICT Summit is coming up. It's always been quite a highlight, obviously, in the ICT industry and so forth. Now, can you just quickly tell us what are some of the goals and objectives of this year's National ICT Summit?
Thank you so very much. You know, this summit, it creates a platform for the ICT industry to discuss trends and challenges facing the global industry and in the country. For example, we want to make sure that this platform showcases the services, a platform where the local ICT players showcase their ICT solutions and services.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, sometimes we go out of the country to look for solutions that can easily be found in the country. So we've created this platform now, so where local players can actually show us what it is that they can do for our country.
Fantastic. So I do remember attending one. I think the last one that I attended was in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, just right before COVID. And I do remember that the theme was surrounding accelerating digital transformation or something like that. That's what I can just remember from now. So can you just maybe break it down for us? What is the theme for this year's summit? And obviously just what topics are going to be discussed through, or that is during the summit, sorry.
Thank you so very much. Mm. You're correct about that. The last summit was 2019.
Yeah. And not had that was the last one.
Because of COVID. Yeah, yeah. This year's theme is rethinking cybersecurity investment to secure the digital economy and its opportunities.
Mm.
Obviously, the focus now is on cybersecurity. However, topics such as artificial intelligence, data protection, cybercrime will also be discussed. So that really broaden how Namibia is going to go. You may know that from now on, the country is busy preparing NDP 6. So our future is to ensure that ICT becomes at the forefront of the development of Namibia.
Now, how many delegates are we looking at, will anticipate hosting, that you will be anticipating hosting? And who's your target audience, by the way? Also, how many exhibitors are expected to form part of this year's summit?
Summit, yeah.
Indeed. Thank you. We are expecting about 400 delegates and about 30 international and local exhibitors.
Wow, okay.
Obviously, if you get to experience how these things work, it's really a platform where we will get to network. So we want to be learning more from international exhibitors because they have been elsewhere before.
Mm.
And some of our local exhibitors may not have any chance of getting out of the country and participating in Africa Tech and in all of those, Barcelona, World Mobile Conference and so forth. So the idea now is the people that we expect, then they can mingle and interact with the exhibitors so that we can really build some capacity, exchange their knowledge, and figure out what is possible, what are the solutions that can be produced locally.
Now, is the summit open to the public, by the way? And if yes, how do they take part?
Indeed, this is it's open for the public. We'll announce the specific details with regards to registration in the next 2 weeks.
Hmm.
But I can confirm that Everybody is welcome, especially young people who wish to come and exhibit. They can register online by the 28th of September,
mm-hmm.
So that then we can create a space for them.
Mm.
We'll have announcement on our social media platforms,
yes,
where
yes.
the information will be shared on how this can happen from there. Yeah.
Mm. And then maybe just to also give a little bit of context to the listener who might be just interested in actually being an exhibitor at the summit itself, you need to follow the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology on Facebook. Okay, all the information is definitely their partner. One thing that I just picked up right now, maybe yeah. Dr. Mati can also just confirm for us, is that the dates were actually changed to the 9th the 9th to the 11th of October.
Okay.
That's when the actual summit is actually happening. So you have a little bit of time to 100%. Still register. So Mr. Mati, maybe just confirm for us, what opportunities does the National ICT Summit offer for networking and basically just collaboration among industry professionals in Namibia?
Indeed. One is that it serves as a knowledge exchange. The summit will bring together a diverse group of professionals, including government officials, business leaders, people from the technology industry, and experts in ICT in general,
mm-hmm.
So that attendees can share their knowledge, experience, and insights with one another by fostering mutual learning and collaboration.
Mm.
Also, it is also a networking event where typically you have all the sessions open, you can mingle, you can get to know other people from different spaces, from different countries, from different organizations, and exchange ideas, explore collaboration opportunities, but also, again, as I mentioned earlier on, to exchange ideas so that we advance the cause of ICT sector in our country.
Mm. I mean, the industry itself has really generally grown so much, so we are grateful for platforms like this. So there's obviously a launch that is happening very soon, so can you maybe just give us a little bit of details as to when and where the launch is going to take place, and who are some of the speakers at this launch? But most importantly, is the public even allowed to come to the launch, or is it just invited guests?
Yeah. Indeed. The launch is a sponsorship launch is going to take place this morning at 9:30.
Okay.
The launch will be done by our minister, Honorable Pierre Mushilenge.
Mm.
It's going to take place at one Mercedes-Benz in Comastal at the Ministry of Labor.
Uh-huh.
That is where it will take place.
Okay.
For now, it's really for invited guests. This is mainly sponsors. And the media, as a media, the two of you are invited. So I'll make sure that when you come,
okay.
you are seated right in front, so you can experience what you're talking about.
Yes, yeah.
Please.
But Dr. Mate, what are your final words, Bud?
Only to encourage people here, to follow this event. It will be streamed on our social media platform from 9:30. Then after that, they can always check on our media, social media platforms, where we'll provide information regards to the next big event, which runs from the 9th of October to the 11th of October,
yeah.
and how they can participate. So this is really, really, very, very important, because we want to make sure that those who wish to have a platform, this platform is being created for them, and then they can harness the advantages of it.
Mm. All right, cool. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Mate, the executive director with the ministry itself. We wish you all the best, and perhaps we will see you later at the launch as well.
Thank you so much, Kim. Please make sure that you come there, as I said.
So when we get there, we look for Dr. Mate, right?
Look for me, right?
You will see me.
White beard. Not so dressed so warm like you, but
thank you so much, Doctor. We'll see you in a bit.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
You stop and take a deep breath. Softly, you run your hand over her.